This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Gandaki province and state to provide pre-treatment to COVID-19 patients. U.S. approves massive $1.8 billion arms deal for Taiwan. And Brazil's COVID-19 vaccine trial continues despite volunteer death. Now the news in detail. One more corona person has died in Sitwan district today. The deceased is a 33-year-old woman of Sukla Gandaki municipality in Tanhu district and currently living in Hetoda 5 in Makwanpur. She died this morning while receiving treatment at Bharatpur Hospital. Likewise, additional 51 corona-infected people have recovered today in Banke district. Corona focal person of the district health office Banke, Nora Shrestha, said 36 of the infected were males and 15 females. With this, the total number of people recovered from the virus infection has raised 2,277 in Banke district. A man has been killed and four others have been injured when a tempo skidded up the road at Sanku of Sankarapur municipality in Kathmandu district today. The deceased has been identified as Pralad Bistakoti of Mandandeopur municipality in Kapri district, who died on the spot. Four others injured in the incident are receiving treatment at the local health institution. The Gandaki province government is to continue treating the coronavirus infected persons free of cost. A meeting of the province government on Wednesday decided to continue with the free health treatment and management process that was in place before this. The meeting has also decided to deposit the Dasmi festival allowance of all the ministers, including the chief minister, in the Gandaki province government's COVID-19 prevention and control fund. Likewise, the state to government is also to provide pre-treatment of the coronavirus. Minister for Social Development of Province 2, Nawal Kishore Saha, announced that the province government would bear all the expenses of treatment to COVID-19 patients. Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari has stressed on the need of the governments and the central banks of the Alliance for Financial Inclusion, AFI, and G24 member states to focus on reviving the economy affected by COVID-19. The central bank governor expressed his view while addressing the roundtable meeting of the G24 AFI policymakers on Wednesday. On the occasion, Governor Adhikari reiterated focusing on resource management and promotion of policy and regulatory concessions and digital banking systems. The meeting also held discussion on the policy initiatives adopted for minimizing the impact of COVID-19 on the economy and the financial inclusion of the youth. Nepal Standards and Metrology Department has booked a total of 85 industries and commercial firms for not abiding by the Nepal Standards Act. The department took action against those firms in the first 3 months of the current fiscal year in accordance to the Standard Measurement and Weight Act 2025. Director General of the department, Biswababu Pudasani, said that the firms running without their renewal and using the measurement units without receiving license were punished. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news. Now to some international updates. The U.S. has approved arms sales to Taiwan worth around $1.8 billion in a move that is likely to increase tensions with China. The Pentagon said the deal comprised three weapon systems, including rocket launchers, sensors, and artillery. Taiwan, which considers itself a country, is seen as a renegade province by China. And tensions have increased in recent years, and Beijing has not ruled out and the U.S. are forced to take the island back. Brazil's National Health Surveillance Agency said on Wednesday that a volunteer in a clinical trial of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University had died, but said that the trial would continue. It was not immediately clinical confidentiality of those involved in the trials. U.S. Director of the National Intelligence Ron Ratcliffe said on Wednesday that Russia and Iran have both tried to interfere the 2020 presidential election. Ratcliffe made the announcement at Hester Iran's news conference that has included FBI director. U.S. intelligence agencies previously warned that Iran might interfere to hurt Trump and that Russia was trying to help him in the election. However, a spokesperson for Iran's mission to the United Nations denied Iran had sought to meddle in the U.S. election. Thailand has lifted a ban on public gatherings after an emergency decree failed to put a stop to mass anti-government protests in Bangkok. Thousands have showed up for protest in recent days despite the decree, which banned gatherings of more than four people and put in place an evening curfew. A government statement said it was revoking the measures as the serious situation had eased in the nation. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Gandaki province and state two to provide free treatment to COVID-19 patients. U.S. approves massive $1.8 billion arms deal to Taiwan. And Brazil's COVID-19 vaccine trial continues despite volunteer death. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.